Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the war bond contest to elect Lum a wife ends at noon today. And it looks as though Sister Simpson will soon be Mrs. L. Edwards. Yesterday's plan to persuade Widow Abernathy to withdraw and to turn her votes over to Mabel Melrose, a fictitious contestant, succeeded only in part. She withdrew, but turned her votes over to Sister Simpson. As we look in on the little community today, we find that it's almost noon, and inside the Jotham Down store and library, Abner is helping Lum pack a suitcase.
Listen. Hand me a can of that dried beef there, Abner. I believe I'll take some of that along.
Well, Lum, I don't think you ought to pack up and leave now.
Well, I do. It's the only thing left for me to do. Better make that two cans. No telling how long I'll be gone.
Well, all right, here you are. Wait a minute, Tolan. You can't have this stuff without coupons.
I'll leave coupons for everything I take.
Here.
Hand me a box of them soda crackers, too.
Yeah, all
right. Or just put them in the suitcase there for me.
Right here?
Yeah.
All right. Doggy, this thing is sure full, Tolan.
Yeah.
Half full of clothes and half full of canned goods. Well, there's all in, I reckon. Doggy's mom is going to be awful lonesome around here without you.
Well, this ain't exactly going to be a pleasure trip for me, neither.
Yeah, well, where about you going, Lum?
Greenies, I don't know. I'm just going to start out, that's all I know.
Just start out?
Might wind up in Alaska or South America, I don't know.
Well, Doggy, you better take your air muffs along if you're going to Alaska. It's cold up there, Lum.
I don't much care if I freeze my ears off or not.
Now, Lum, why don't you just change your mind and stay here? At least stay here till the contest is over.
And marry Sister Simpson? Not on your life. Where I'm going, I may get lost or starve to death or freeze my ears off, but none of that could be as bad as being married to that talkative old chatterbox.
Well, Lum, you don't actually have to marry. The contest never said you did.
That sign you put up out there says, buy a war bond and help elect a wife for Lum.
Yeah.
That don't mean getting married. I don't know what it does.
Well, it don't actually come right out flat-footed and say that you have to marry the winner of the contest.
No, but it might just as well say it.
Huh?
If I didn't go through with the marriage now, life wouldn't be worth living in this town. You know it.
Wouldn't, huh?
Why, Sister Simpson be jawing at me all the time. She'd lawsuit me for breaching a promise, and I don't know what all.
Doggies, I reckon she could do that all right. Of course, she ain't win yet, though, Lum. The contest ain't actually over yet.
No, but it will be in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know good and well nobody's going to buy enough bonds in them 10 minutes to let Mabel Melrose get ahead of her.
Well, I reckon that is a pretty big lead that Sister Simpson's gotten a voting all right.
Pretty big's right. We might have had a chance if it hadn't have been for that crazy idea of yours yesterday.
What idea of mine?
Why, getting the widow to withdraw from the contest.
Huh?
You ought to know she'd turn all her votes over to Sister Simpson.
Yeah, but, Lum, that weren't my idea. That was yours.
Huh?
Don't you recollect? You said the widow would turn her votes over to Mabel Melrose. That's what you said. You claimed that you know just how a female woman's mind works, and you know all that psychologies and stuff like that.
That's right, Ann.
Yes, sir. You was the one that done it.
Well, you must have had something to do with the idea. It wouldn't have worked out so bad.
I don't as long, you know what we might do? Why can't we get Sister Simpson to withdraw from the contest like the widow done?
Now, why in the world would she want to withdraw? She's already got the contest won, ain't she?
Yeah, that's right.
There ain't no reason for her to withdraw herself now.
No, well, maybe we could get her to where she wouldn't want to marry you.
No, you're talking about the impossible now.
Well, what if we told her that you was touched in the head?
That wouldn't make no difference to her.
Or told her that you was flat broke and mean and ornery and all that.
Abner, nothing like that could ever change her mind, and you know it.
Couldn't, huh?
Here's her idea of what she considers the ideal husband. First, he must be a man.
Yeah. Well, go on.
Well, that's all. From there on, it don't matter.
Huh? Well, Lum, I still believe if we told her that you beat up on women folks and kicked dogs and young'uns around...
It ain't no use, Abner. You can't make a varmint out of an upstanding feller like me. I'm just too nice a feller. Too much personality and brains and all that stuff.
Doggies, I'd like to try it once. If it'd help you any to have me run you down, why, I'd enjoy doing it, honest I wouldn't.
No, Abner, that's just too hard a job to ask you to do.
Oh, I could do it. It wouldn't be so hard. I could think up stuff about you, Lum. I believe I could do it. I could make you look like you was the lowest down underhanded snake in the weedsest town has ever saw.
No.
Well, I want to do it, Lum. I want to show you that I'm your true friend, a true friend. I'll run you down, Lum. Like nobody you ever hear.
Well, that's awful thought of you, Abner. I appreciate your altitude, too, but I'm just scared you can't help me now. I just have to go on being a fine, upstanding, lovable, brainy fella.
Oh, did I hate to hear you say that.
Well, I hate to say it about myself, too.
Just hate to see you give up this easy.
Well, that's life. So I might just as well admit them things and face them.
Yeah, I reckon so.
You're better off if you know what your limits is. I've always said that.
Yeah.
Never try to be what you ain't.
Uh-huh.
Well, I reckon this is goodbye then, Abner, old boy.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. What am I going to tell Sister Simpson and everybody here in town? I don't want to have her join at me all the time, neither. And you leave, they're going to jump on me. You know that.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure it is.
I can't leave you in a spot like that, can I?
No, you ought not to. Maybe I better go along with you, Lum.
No, you got to stay here and run the Jot'em Down store.
Well, here, wait a minute, though, Lum. Both officers got to run the Pine Ridge War Saving Staff here, too. You can't go away and leave that, Lum. You're one of the co-chairmen of it.
The head co-chairman?
Yes, sir, the head co-chairman. What'll the Treasury Department, Mr. Morgenthau, say about you leaving this away?
Well, I'm even on writing Mr. Morgenthau a letter explaining the whole thing to him.
Explaining it?
Yeah. I'm going to send him a picture of Sister Simpson, too.
Picture of her.
And then I know he'll understand exactly why I done what I'm doing.
Oh, Doggett, I believe that would help some if you're taking a look at it, all right.
Besides that, I figured I'd keep sending you letters on new war bond campaign ideas right along. Sort of run the war-saving staff by remote control. Leastways until all this blows over and it's safe for me to come back here.
Oh, well, you still ain't told me what to tell Sister Simpson and everybody. That batch of relates of hers camped out there by the side of the store ain't exactly going to be happy about this neither, Lum.
No, I know they ain't.
Facts is, they've been out there all morning washing their face and combing their hair and getting themselves all spruced up. One of them even come in here this morning and bought some shoe polish and they're polishing up their shoes out there.
What are they doing all that for?
Why, they're getting all set for the wedding.
The wedding?
Why, yeah, Lord, they figured that it's going to be held this afternoon as soon as the contest is over.
My goodness, I better get out of here fast.
They got a batch of tin cans tied on the back of their wagons going to drag you and Sister Simpson up and down the street, they said.
I wonder if I can sneak out the back way.
Oh, they're getting ready for some big doings, all right, Lord.
Well, look, Abner, the contest will be over in 3 minutes.
Huh.
So I better leave before they come in here and get me, Abner.
Yeah, well, now, wait a minute, Lum. Now, what'll I tell them now?
Oh, tell them, Grannies, I don't know what to
do. Doggies, look at that crowd gathering out there in front of the store, Lum. They're just waiting for the end of the contest.
Tell them I was called away on government business.
Huh?
Tell them it's a military secret, so you can't let them know exactly what it is.
All right, I hope they believe it.
Tell them a big emergency and a government come up, and they needed me right away.
Needed you, huh?
Yeah, that ought to be good enough reason for me leaving.
Why, sure, that ought to be. Well, what if they ask me something about Mabel Melrose, though?
Oh, well, they won't. Besides, it don't matter what you say about her, because she's lost the contest anyway.
I don't get I bound you, she'll be disappointed. What's the matter with me? They ain't actual no such a person as Mabel Melrose. I got to where she seems like she's an actual person to
her. I know it. I can just see her by
now. Yeah?
Well, of course, we can forget her now. Might just as well never have studied her up in the first place, I reckon.
No, I reckon not. Didn't appear to do us a whole lot of good.
Well, it sold some more bonds, though.
Yeah, it done it.
Well, can't stand here gabbing. Goodbye, Abner.
Well, goodbye, Lum.
Take good care of the store and everything.
Well, I will, and you take good care of yourself now, too.
Oh, yeah, sure. Say goodbye to Elizabeth for me.
Yeah.
And Grandpap.
Yeah, sure. Wait a minute. You can say goodbye to Grandpap yourself. He's right out in front there in the war bond tent.
No, I can't risk going out there, Abner. You tell him goodbye for me.
Well, all right. Doggies, I hate to see you go, though.
I know. I feel sort of the same way, but I think it's the thing to do. I'll be back someday. I'll write to you, Abner.
Yeah, write me every day, Lum.
I will.
Wait a minute, Lum. You forgot your suitcase here.
Oh, that's right. Granny's what's the matter with me. Get it for me, will you, Abner?
Yeah, sure. Just a second. All right, Doggy, this thing is heavy, you know.
Watch out, it's coming over there.
Oh, my goodness.
Said Lehman. She spilled everything out of it. Look at that mess.
Doggies, I must not have got that thing closed good long.
I know you never. Well, I reckon it ain't your fault. Just help me get this stuff back in
here. Yeah, I'll help you here.
And hurry up. Any minute they're liable to come in here and...
Oh, my goodness. Wait. No, it's just grandpa's beer. That's all it is. Just
grandpa's.
Don't worry. Just get this stuff in here.
Well, all right, Jiminy Abner, it's over. The pigeon toad contest is over.
Here you are, Lum. Everything's in now, I reckon.
Yes, sir, it's over, and I never saw nothing like it before in my whole life.
Huh?
And was that Sister Simpson's tribe's prize? I never would have believed it myself if I hadn't a sword.
Yeah, wait a minute, Lum. Here's one more parasol. Here,
oh,
just put them in your pocket there.
Oh, yeah, stuff there. In there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, I wouldn't have believed it. And his old Sister Simpson mad.
Sister Simpson?
Mad enough to bite.
What's she mad at?
Why, it's that woman that bought all them bonds just now and put Mabel Melrose in the lead.
In the lead?
Oh, yeah, Mabel Melrose won by just 2 votes.
For the land's sakes, Lum, did you hear that?
Yeah, you say some woman bought the bonds and done the voting?
Yeah, sure. Paid cash money for it.
Well, I do know. Who was the woman, Grandpap?
I don't know. Never seen her before in all my life.
Well, what's her name?
Her name? Mabel Melrose.
Huh?